Unit 8-6, System Security Procedures and Standards, Part B. Let's continue with our discussion about technical safeguards you can utilize to help protect your healthcare data. Another tool to prevent unwanted access is the Intrusion Detection System, or IDS. An IDS is a device or application that monitors the network or the system it's installed on for malicious activities based on predefined patterns or policies and reports such activities to the network administrator. Some actually take it a step further through preemptive actions to stop detective activities until the administrator intervenes or for a certain duration of time. Other technical safeguards include utilizing hardware, software, and/or procedural mechanisms to be implemented to record and examine access and other activity in information systems that contain or use EPHI. We call this audit logging. What actually needs to be logged depends on the level of access controls to the EPHI data. However, there are some pretty consistent items. In general, your server should use the operating system logging tools to log who's accessed or tried to access the server, and what data or databases were successfully accessed, and any changes made. Your EHR software should support logging user access, logging data accessed, logging sign-on failures, and any changes to the data. Proactive audits should be performed periodically with the intent of sampling the data set to look for possible inappropriate use or activity. Log sampling does not have to be random. Proactive audits can sample from an entire log population or from areas known to be of higher risk. For example, when reviewing access logs to patient records, it may be appropriate to intentionally sample from the population of employee patients, as well as from the patient population as a whole. Proactive auditing can serve as a deterrent to would-be voyeurs. Therefore, it is important that the system users be aware that proactive auditing takes place. Reactive audits are performed whenever a defined event triggers the need for an audit. An event may be a patient or an employee complaint or a security system alarm. It is also advisable to audit appropriate logs when unusual or extreme situations occur, such as a highly publicized accident involving victims treated at your facility, an illness of an employee known to coworkers with access to systems containing the employee's PHI, or the involuntary termination of an employee. Offsite access of EPHI poses a particularly hazardous risk. In some instances, the use of off-site access can be disallowed completely. For many healthcare institutions, however, it is unacceptable to restrict access by other healthcare institutions or physicians who may be practicing off-site but have a valid need to access these records. In any case, off-site access should be strictly controlled, and any data being transmitted from your site to another off-site location should be adequately protected by the use of encryption and VPN, or virtual private networks. A VPN uses advanced security technologies such as data encryption, authentication, authorization, and network access quarantine control to protect data as it traverses through the Internet. VPN connections use either point-to-point tunneling protocol, also known as PPTP, or Layer 2 Tunneling Protocol, Internet Protocol Security, also known as L2TP or IPsec. Here is a graphical illustration of VPN, used for transmitting data over the Internet between the VPN router and the VPN client on the user's machine. By using the Internet as a connection medium, VPN can adequately protect your data while saving the cost of long-distance phone service and hardware costs associated with dial-up or leased line connections. Servers and computers containing sensitive data, such as EPHI, are particularly vulnerable to attack. In addition to installing a firewall, intrusion detection system, and advanced logging tools, there are additional safeguards you should take. Administrative. Enact a policy that ensures that all users needing access to EPHI understand that all EPHI data must be stored on approved and protected network systems only. Ensure that all local users to the systems are approved for accessing EPHI, and remove or disable any local accounts, such as the guest account, that are not needed. Be sure to rename the administrator and guest accounts as well. Technical. For Windows servers, be sure you're using NTFS file system. NTFS file system provides you with a much more granular security protection options. Install an effective antivirus or anti-malware system and ensure it stays updated. Use an attack surface reduction tool to reduce the chances of a successful attack on your server. Configure the server with coordination with your software vendor to ensure proper application performance. For Windows, this tool is called Security Configuration Wizard. You can also create a security baseline for your servers. For Windows deployments, Microsoft has a tool designed for the creation of security baselines specific to the server software you are using. For more details, visit the Microsoft website. Remember to test and install the latest service packs and security releases for your server. 48 hours after a release is a good standard to adhere to. Data applications need additional safeguards in place. Be sure to research your particular database applications and remember to lock down and install all patches for these applications. Lastly, ensuring your data is protected from natural and technical threats is just as important as ensuring data is not compromised through malicious intent. In the event something catastrophic does occur, plans must be in place to ensure the network, along with its valuable data, can be returned to operating status with a minimal amount of downtime. This means ensuring data is reliably and securely backed up, along with a disaster recovery plan containing an emergency call list of critical players in the organization needed to make decisions and assist with the technical components of restoring the network. These plans should provide contingencies for the off-site storage of data and the prompt return and restoration of data from backup, plans for relocation of infrastructure resources or the operation as a whole until repairs can be effected. These plans should be put in writing before an incident develops. Written plans, such as a risk analysis or assessment, database backup, database secure storage, data restore plan, a disaster recovery plan, and a critical incident response plan. Additionally, software and hardware inventory should be kept, and logs and transmission points should be maintained. Let's take a few moments to look at each of these plans in a little more detail. We've already discussed the risk analysis or risk assessment in the first half of this unit, so we'll start with database backup. Ensuring integrity of data is just as important as ensuring its confidentiality. Loss or corruption of data means a costly loss of productivity because of the effort required to, at the minimum, recreate the data. Backing up data files, including patient or EHR databases, helps ensure data can be recovered in the event of data corruption, a catastrophic failure, or a security breach. The purpose of a data backup policy is to set into motion a method of implementing a backup strategy and procedures that adequately addresses the needs of the institution and maintains compliance with regulations. This strategy includes what data will be backed up and how often, as well as how to ensure these archives will be secured but easily accessible if needed. The policy also outlines the hardware and software required to ensure reliable and efficient backup of these production databases. Data spends over 90% of its time at rest, where it's most susceptible to corruption or loss than in any other state. The secure data storage and restore policies outline specific protocols which must be adhered to in order to mitigate risks associated with short or long-term data storage. In particular, databases require extra attention when it comes to security. Each production database housing data, particularly healthcare data, should be evaluated to determine the best method for securing the resident data and ensuring access to the database is properly administered and in compliance with regulations. Likewise, if special protocols are needed for restoring the database or data sets within those databases, a plan of action should be spelled out on how this process works. Disaster recovery and critical incident response plans are designed to address emergencies requiring immediate intervention to protect the network or restore the network to operational status after a catastrophic event. Based upon your risk analysis, these plans provide a step-by-step guide to identify and recover from each of the potential threats identified in the original analysis. They identify key players or teams needed to perform the recovery process, outline the types of hardware needed and the vendors who supply them, pinpoint alternate facilities in the event your facility cannot be accessed, and provide detailed procedures to bring the network back to operational status and restore the integrity of the data. Maintaining inventories for both hardware and software used on the network are just as important as securing the data. Maintaining an up-to-date hardware strategy not only helps you as you plan out your hardware and software upgrades and other administrative tasks, but it also ensures your inventory is properly locked down and accounted for. This is essential from a security perspective. Why would you worry about a hacker creeping through the network if someone could just walk in and steal the data directly from the hardware where the data is stored? Likewise, keep a current inventory of the applications being used on your network. This will provide additional insight needed to properly manage and mitigate security risks related to software vulnerabilities. It will also facilitate proper patching and issue mitigation. As we pointed out earlier, monitoring is an important part of security. Often, log monitoring is taken for granted. Your IT systems are capable of monitoring and logging nearly every activity that occurs. An effective logging and monitoring strategy means understanding what to log and what to look for, and devising a method for effectively managing and monitoring vast amounts of data. This is critical for network security. Logs can quickly grow to hundreds of thousands of cryptic entries that, without some sort of strategy or management system in place, would surely overwhelm even the mightiest of IT gurus. Start with identifying what data requires more stringent monitoring. At the very least, you will want to know who is trying to access the data or critical hardware components and if they were successful. You can track the movement of the critical data as well, though expect extremely large logs for this type of audit process. It's important to devise a written plan summarizing what is logged and why, along with the appropriate procedures to audit the logs effectively. Create a written record of accountability for the reviewers to ensure the compliance with the policy. We have only scratched the surface of all the security measures that can be implemented on your network. We've talked about several aspects of EPHI regulation, along with various administrative, physical, and technical safeguards available to assist you in protecting your infrastructure. Much of what you will do will hinge on the type, topology, and operating systems utilized in your infrastructure, along with ensuring compliance with regulatory and organizational policies.